Hi there. The word for you today is stop doubting yourself. In Ephesians 6 and 10, the Amplified Bible, Paul writes, draw your strength from him, that is God. Now, don't be surprised when God calls you to step out in faith and do something that you just don't feel qualified to do. That tends to be his standard operating procedure, and he does it so that you'll learn to lean more on him and less on yourself. Does this mean you won't make mistakes? No, it probably means you will. But instead of being discouraged, you'll begin to see them as part of the learning curve, and then you'll go on to greater things. Often, we look at a task and think, there's no way I can do that. Hey, hold on there. You're looking through the wrong end of the telescope. You're making the problem too big and God too small. In other words, you're looking at yourself instead of God. When God called Joshua to take the place of Moses, it was pretty big shoes to fill. This is what he promised, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Now, if God promises to be with you, and he does, then that's all you need. His strength is actually showcased through your weakness. Whatever ingredients you lack in the natural realm, you can actually withdraw from your account in the spiritual realm. Let me read it to you. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Now hold on there. What kind of might is available to you? Boundless might. And where do you draw it from? The ultimate source, God. Hey, you're empowered and equipped as you work with him, so stop selling yourself short. Armed with his might, you have more capabilities than you think, and you're able to do a lot more than you've done in the past. So, put your confidence in God and stop doubting yourself.